maybe while selling. That's how that money flows back to them. We only have one cooperative entity in here, and that cooperative entity returns funds through this tax to its service communities, and we're not trying to change any of that. And that's why this provision is here. They would still receive those payments.
Any other questions on the bill? Comments? And the will of the committee is? Senator Rossman?
I move for SB 84 out of committee with the fiscal
Are there objections? Without objection, the bill is moved from committee with individual recommendations and zero fiscal note. Thank you, Senator Taylor. High school diploma for vets, obviously it's going to have to come up later on under bills previously scheduled or...
It's all ready.
However, you know, we've had 5 minutes.
Right. Does that take
a controversial bill. Come on, Bill. You did so.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My name is Carol Carroll. I'm the Director of Administrative Services for the Department of Military and Veterans Affairs. The bill you see before you authorizes the Commissioner of the Department of Education to give diplomas to certain World War II vets who left school in order to join our armed services and then never did get their diploma. I would really recommend that the committee approve this bill, and I would appreciate your support.
Thank you, Carol. What's how many are we talking about? Just out of curiosity.
Mr. Chairman, I believe that there will be less than 150 veterans in the state.
There was a CS that needs to be adopted, correct?
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, I would move version C, the Senate Bill number 64-S, for consideration.
That looks like a fairly technical change. It includes... It includes people outside who attended school outside the state, correct?
Mr. Chairman, if you are looking at, yes, it does.
Mm-hmm. Oh, our GED.
It should remove it.
We included GED in
here.
Line 12.
Senator Green, we need Senator, or we need version. Did you move J or C? I think we need
to
withdraw that motion, please.
Mr. Chairman, I ask to move and ask unanimous consent that I be allowed to withdraw version C, adoption, and move version J.
Without objection, we now have version J.
We don't have version J.
Yeah, it's this one. I can briefly describe it to you, Senator Lehman, if you'd like to. It's on line two. Of the bill, or not line two, excuse me, line 10 of the bill. The others said in this state, attended high school in this state. This is basically just attended high school.
Okay. That's a good change.
Senator Green has moved adoption of version J. Is there objection? Without objection, version J is before us. Senator Osterman?
I just for clarification of my own mind, that, you know, kind of a motherhood and apple pie thing, but why is this, who brought this forward and why did we?
Through the chair, Senator Osterman, this is a nationwide operation called Operation Recognition. It's brought forward by veterans organizations across the nation.
Senator Lehman?
Carol, and this may open up a can of worms where we don't want to go, but I'm just wondering if in the discussion that we've ever considered providing this to those who left high school to work as a civilian for the armed forces to support the war effort. I have become aware that there are some who are in that position. They themselves may not be veterans, but to work in support jobs to do that. Is that something that has come up in any of the discussions, any of this national movement, or are we opening this up to an area where we don't want to go right now?
Through the chair, Senator Lehman, it has not come up during any discussions that I have been in. or at the other states that have this bill. I've not seen that as being part of the bill. I couldn't answer whether or not that would be something the committee would like to do.
Mr. Chairman, there are some Alaskans who left school to work on the Ship Creek Dam to provide water for the military facilities in Anchorage. There are some who left, I'm sure, to work on building the Alaska Highway and other things like that. So while they may themselves may have been working in a civilian position, they were supporting the war effort. And it's something that I think would be worth us considering. I am not interested in holding this up, and it may be something we could perhaps consider before we see it on the floor. But
thanks, Senator Lehman. Senator Ward?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm a member of VFW 10252 and did participate in this legislation, and there were discussions, especially from the Seattle area, where there was identifiable people that worked in the shipyards down there and welders. But it was felt by the sponsors of this legislation to not broaden it at this time because they were not able to verify those positions as readily and easily as people that actually served in the military. That's why they were not put in, because it's everybody in America worked for the war effort. Everybody, whether you were a farmer or a welder, worked in Butte, Montana in the mines, the discussion was held, but everybody was a part of it. This was a way to honor those that were identifiable and served in combat and in the service. And so that's why, and they weren't left out because the discussion wasn't held. It was held, and they could identify those people working in the shipyards in Seattle, but they couldn't identify the person that was on a pig farm in Sioux City, Iowa, that was just as much a part of the war effort. So that's why it narrowed down to just this.
Thanks, Senator Ward. Any other questions or comments? Can I get a motion?
Chairman.
Senator Green.
Yes, this is Bill number 64 from committee with individual recommendations and accompanying 0 fiscal months.
Objections? No objections. The bill is moved to the committee with individual recommendations. Quick update on coming activities. Tuesday we'll be hearing Fast Track Supplemental as well as the other SB 73, the Supplemental Appropriations Bill. Wednesday, HB 17, Fast Track Supplemental, more on the supplemental. And we have scheduled the Physician's Assistant to the State Medical Board Bill. SB 77, the Net Profit Share for Under and Over Payments. And SB 93, the Arctic Winter's Games Bill. See you all then. Thank you. That's the end of the adjournment.